Hello, my name is Ani, and you are listening to We the Changemakers, the podcast about how each of us can make a little and sometimes a big difference in the world around us. Today's episode is the first of 2021, and I am very excited to share it with you. It's a talk about how each of us has something important and valuable to contribute, and that sometimes this inner critic is actually trying to sabotage us with little lies about our unworthiness, but how perhaps if we listen a little bit more closely to what it has to say, we can be pointed back to the truth of who we are and to our inner, innate worthiness. Thank you for being here, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, beautiful people. I am so excited to be here with you right now. God, I'm like really excited. It's been quite a while. And recently I have been thinking increasingly about this desire I have to share my voice with the world. Now, the first thought that pops up in my head when I say that is, who am I to share my voice with the world? Well, I guess I'm Ani. But I recognize that voice, like that critical voice that basically is always telling me that I'm not quite good enough yet. But maybe if I do this course, or maybe if I try that thing, or maybe if I put in all of this time and effort and basically slave away my whole life, maybe at some point I will be ready. I will be good enough to share myself, that I will be worthwhile enough, that people will actually want to listen to me. That what I say will have value. But all of this, as you can hear from the verb tenses, is based in the future. There's this sort of underlying assumption that whatever I have to offer right now is not good enough, is not valuable, is not worthwhile, is not interesting to you, oh dear listener, who is actually listening right now. And I say all this with kind of a... There's both an exhaustion, but also a recognition and humor about it. Because I can now start seeing this voice for what it is, which is, I could call it a petty tyrant, or as Brené Brown talks about, it's that voice that sits on the sidelines and yells into the arena what the actual people who are fighting in the arena are doing wrong while staying very comfortably in its seat on the sidelines. This is the voice that actually keeps me from doing the things that I love and from being all that I am and from really believing that what I have to offer is enough, that there isn't actually a place to reach, something to get to, a place to arrive in, that it's always right here. I mean, that's the invitation, right? That's the invitation to bring back awareness to right here, right now. What's missing? And the answer inevitably is always nothing. Nothing's missing. This is exactly what this is supposed to be right now. And there's nothing I can ever do that will make me worthy. Just as there is nothing that I can ever do to make me unworthy. Because worthiness is not something that is earned. It's not something that is granted. It's not something that is given. It's not something that is gained. Worthiness simply is. Because I am here, I am worthy. Because I am here, I have value. And now I may be judged by myself or others to not have value or not have worthiness. But that does not change the inherent truth of underlying, eternal, unchanging worthiness. This is really something that I'm journeying at the moment and probably will be journeying for the rest of my life, as I have until now as well. This sense of who am I and what is my place in the world and what do I need to do in order to feel like I matter? And it's such a funny question because I really have been taking this very seriously for a long time, like a really long time. I've been thinking, what is my purpose? You know, like, what's my calling? What's my mission? How am I supposed to serve? What am I supposed to do? Like, how am I supposed to use my gifts? And it's, oh my God, it's like this endless, tiring thing where each thing is not good enough. Like, there's always something else to be done. And it's always in search of something. It's in search of approval. It's in search of love. It's in search of validation. Or maybe it could be in search of money. You know, there's so many reasons why we do the things that we do. But this search for purpose has really been quite a big hole in my life. Like, has been felt as this big hole in my life. And sometimes I try to fill it with activities like organizing an event or a workshop. Or sometimes I fill it with relationships, romantic or friendships. Sometimes I fill it with, you know, a sense of self-importance, like, look at me and the things that I can do. You know, I can speak these languages and I laugh because it's been so present in my life. I have been so proud of being able to speak languages. And it's just a thing, you know? It's just a fact. It's not, there's no value judgment on it innately. It's always given. And so yesterday I actually found myself sharing with a friend that I've been really enjoying my time with myself lately, which is a huge deal for me. Like, enjoying being with myself and not being afraid of loneliness, of my inner critic, because those attacks are real. But actually truly enjoying being with myself and not having to live up to expectations that I have of myself or I think others have of me, not having to fulfill obligations just because I would feel guilty if I didn't. But really, truly listening to my inner guidance, to my intuition, to my compass that says, no, this relationship is not good for you. Or, yeah, you really don't need that in your life right now. And these little things that are just clearing up space little by little and are actually giving me room to breathe and room to just be and listen and enjoy and most of all create. I actually am starting to have new ideas and inspiration and a connection to something bigger and greater, which is my spiritual life, is coming alive now. And yesterday, I wondered if I should feel guilty about this. Like, I actually asked, so I'm enjoying my time, but how much longer do I deserve to do this for? Almost like there's a sense that I need to get back to normal life, as if this can't be normal life. I can enjoy this vacation from obligations and a job and all sorts of things for some time, but then at one point I'm just gonna have to get on with things and come back and, you know, behave basically. Like, I can enjoy this, but do I really deserve to keep enjoying this? And I mention all of this because it's super subtle attacks that come in and that try to destabilize me and sabotage, actually, the joy, the freedom, the peace, this feeling of self-confidence and love that I'm feeling. Those are put into question as if they're not the norm, as if they're not okay, as if I'm only allowed a certain amount. And all of this comes from, I think, a lot of societal ideas about what it means to be a human and what it means to be alive, and that there are certain ways that we're supposed to live. So breaking free of that is already a huge thing to realize that there's no reason you have to have a job in terms of a moral standpoint. Maybe there's a sense of feeling like you have to have a job for security or for some way of using your time, but that ultimately all of these ideas of what we think we have to do are constructs. We can choose to engage in them or not, but they are constructs. Jobs, marriage, houses, kids, all of this we have created. We have somehow decided as a society, this is the way that is best to live. We have made a judgment that there is an ideal way of living. And yet we hear stories again and again about people who have all of these things and yet they're not happy because they're not following their inner guidance system. So once we actually move past seeing those things as illusions, those things as structures and creations, and I mean, this goes for everything, you know, this goes for every single system of thought, every conceptual framework is a way of understanding and seeing the world. And it is not reality as such. It's just a way of viewing reality. And so once we see them as lenses from which we can view the world, then we can choose, do I put on this lens or not? Would I like to, you know, wear these boring glasses with single frames? Or would I like to wear these glasses that when I look through them, the world looks pink? You know, it's literally your choice. So once we move past that, and I feel like I have grown up in a very fortunate environment to not have too much of that placed on me, or that which has been placed on me, I have broken free of a long time ago. And of course, it's an ongoing process. I'm constantly realizing what conditioning exists and how to see through it. But I think the most difficult thing to really work through are our internalized limiting beliefs on what we think we are capable of and deserving of. This is important. What do I believe I'm capable of and deserving of? And how do I put limitations on that? What stories do I tell myself to say, yeah, well, I can have this, but I can't have that. You know, come on. That's exaggerating. Like, you know, I can enjoy a couple months without a job, but, you know, then I really have to get my act together. I can spend my days reading books and writing songs for a specific period of time, but if I don't make money from it, then it's not worth doing. These kinds of things are extremely deep. This inner critic, these voices that are sabotaging our own efforts, are there at every turn and constantly telling us what we cannot do. That's how you recognize it. That's how that voice becomes apparent to you, by starting to see, what are all the things that I tell myself I cannot do? And once we start seeing what we tell ourselves we cannot do and identify that as that voice, then we can start seeing that that voice is not us. That voice is not me. The voice that tells me I can't do things, that's not me. And plus, who is it telling? Right? Who is it telling? The me underneath it all has absolutely no limits. There are no rules. There is no way that I can or cannot be. I am. Simply, I am just that. I am. How could I be anything? Like, how could I be too much of this or not enough of that if I simply am? I started laughing at the inner critic and thinking that instead of trying to subvert its attacks on me, that maybe I should start engaging with it. Instead of running away and trying to get away from it and distracting myself from all of those little lies that hurt me and that feel uncomfortable, why don't I stop, turn around, look at it straight in the face, and say, what was that? What'd you say right there? Let me hear it again. Is that really true? And just like sit with that. Like, what is it like to really consider what this voice is saying? I am certain that deep down, the ridiculousness of it will be immediately apparent. Maybe after some layers of getting through deeper fears and shame and, you know, some of those uncomfortable feelings that it points to. But once we sit with those, then we realize that's not who we are. Those messages, those little lies that it's telling us are actually just to point us back to who we really are. It's just there to say, hey, you're forgetting. You've forgotten who you are. Here, we're helping you. Here, we're just pointing you back. So it's almost like a like this strangely wrapped gift. It's like I'm like unwrapping. It's like aluminum foil. I'm like, this is a strange gift. What is this? I don't know. I don't know what's in here. And then all of a sudden I find inside, it's like, oh, it's just cotton candy. I don't know why cotton candy would be wrapped in aluminum foil, but hey, it was a nice image. It makes me laugh, so. Oh. It is so nice to be here with you. It is really, really nice. I can't believe, I missed this. There's a certain feeling that I have when I'm actually sitting here with you and just sharing whatever comes up for me and what I'm learning about and experiencing in my life. And it's this place of deep presence and well-being. It's like all is exactly where it's supposed to be, including the critical voices. You know, I think if they're there, they're meant to be there and not to cause us pain, but really to help guide us, help us see the truth of who we are and what we're capable of and how deserving we really are of our innate worthiness that does not need to be proven, that does not need to be shown, that just simply is because we are. I want to thank you for being who you are, because whoever you are on the outside, whatever you've done, wherever you've been, wherever you're going, I know without a shadow of a doubt that you are worthy, that you are valuable. But it is important that you are here right now. That whatever it is you want to bring into the world, it's not only valuable, it's needed. That what you have to contribute is unique and it's worthy and contributes to the whole. And this feels like a very fitting place to finish this first episode of 2021 with a reminder that what I have to bring into the world is just as valuable. And I thank you for being here with me. I wish you so much love and self-love on your journey back to yourself. And I look forward to our next time to be together. I'll speak to you soon.